Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
Hey Astros fans, this is H-Town Wheelhouse, and this episode is going to be Eric the Man Heisman and Sully from Locked On MLB. Sit back and enjoy the ride of part one of two of Locked On MLB and Locked On Astros coming together.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. If you're watching YouTube, where is it? Where is it? Down here. Is that it? No, there it is. There's my logo. You can call me Sully. Today's episode is being dropped on the 27th day of September 2021, and we're going to be talking about the Houston Astros, who haven't clinched the AL West yet. And you know what? If they don't, then we're talking about one serious collapse if they don't manage to clinch this, because they got it. What is it? The magic number is two with about a week left. Eric Heisman of Locked On Astros is going to be our guest today. We're going to be talking a little bit about what was a disappointing weekend, an inevitable clinch, and the fact that they pretty much know who their opponent's going to be. So it's a very strange week of knuckle-cracking and getting ready for an inevitable postseason matchup. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Odyssey app. We're also available here on YouTube, and you can follow us on Twitter, LockedOnMLBPod, same handle for Instagram. You can follow me, as you can tell right there. My Instagram handle is SullyBaseball. If you have a smart device, tell it to play podcast Locked On MLB, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, like Locked On Astros with Eric and H-Town Wheelhouse. H-Town, I do not believe, is going to be a guest. If he does, he's going to be running in huffing and puffing because he missed the bus. I don't know why he's taking the bus. We're also Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. This is kind of wrapping up fantasy baseball time as we're in the final week of the season. And hey, with no further ado here, I'm just going to bring Eric right on board here. Eric Heisman has been a guest on the podcast for 2019, 2020, 2021. If all goes well, he's going to be a guest on next season as well. And welcome aboard, man.
Thank you. It's been a not so great weekend for the Houston Astros, but I know that the A's are a good team and they're a sleeping giant, so to speak. And the Astros had their work kind of cut out for them, but this weekend was a bad omen for they've got three more games that they're going to play against the A's. Granted, it's going to be at home, and then they're going to be playing the Rays, and they have a 5-game lead over the Mariners. So yeah, like you were talking about, this would be epic collapse. I'm a math teacher. It still is in there. It could still possibly happen.
Well, the A's would have to channel the St. Louis Cardinals, who may not lose until spring training 2022, by the way things are going right now. Look, at the magic number is 2 for Houston. They need, if they, all they have to do is not get swept by the A's when they meet again, and hope that the Mariners don't run the table. Those two things have to happen. I'm going to go out. I mean, look, at this could be me tempting fate, and Astro fans already hate me. I mean, I already know that. I get lots of anger email because I've talked about the stuff that I'm not going to talk about today, because that's the, we've had that. We've talked about it, and we booed, and people have done their things, and there was a couple of moments that were got kind of ugly. It's like, okay, everyone's got their booing, everyone's going on, and it's probably, we'll see if you know, certainly after this year, I think it's going to be, save for a few residue, it'll be pretty much the venom will be gone. But that being said, man, I mean, just in terms of the drama this week, I can count probably 4 or 5 games just off the top of my head where the Oakland A's bullpen has had an absolute cataclysmic collapse. And if just 3 of those games were wins, you know, the screws would be tightening right now. But this is, you know, you are the teams you play. And I think the Astros are in a situation where they should probably clinch in the next couple of days. And I don't say relax, but at least know, all right, we're in. We can line our pitching staff up the way we want. We can give a couple of people rest. And I think that's an inevitability at this point.
The only benefit to this is that because they didn't clinch on the road, they can clinch at home in front of their fans, and they can kind of celebrate at home. That's always a good thing. But I think they did want to clinch as soon as possible so they can start resting the regulars. And but you saw a situation today where you have a kid like Jose Siri. He made a bad call. He ran through a stop sign at third base, and that could have led. You had Yordan Alvarez at the plate. And you could have had runners at first and second and third with two outs, and Alvarez could have come up, and he could have. He's been one of the best players on in the Astros lineup. And Siri is a young player; he's full of energy. We love the kid, and he's probably going to make the playoff roster. But Dusty Baker, after what happened today, he's going to have to take a second look at that and be like, I don't know. I mean, you ran through a stop sign in a very important game. And so the Astros have had to use a lot, especially with Michael Brantley's injury, Alex Bregman's injury. But they've had to use a lot of young players this year. They traded away Miles Straw for Phil Benton. So they've traded a lot of players away.
They traded Toro, too, to Seattle in the Graveman trade, too. And he's actually playing quite well in Seattle when he came over there. It actually kind of was a better trade than I thought it was going to be for the Seattle Mariners, quite frankly.
No, I knew it would be, because I knew as soon as that happened that he was going to come back and bite the Astros, because that's just the type of player Toro was. He just didn't have much of a chance to play over here, and because the Astros loaded lineup. So, yeah, the Astros, they have the ability to do it. I don't know what happened. Sometimes they play really good. We saw them start the season by sweeping the A's in Oakland. And then I'm not saying this is the end of the season, but it's like the exact opposite in this series. And I don't know what happened. It just, they got outscored, 20-5. And both the last two games were close, but the first one was it was one of the worst games of the season for the Houston Astros, 14-2. That was the biggest margin of defeat the Astros have had all year.
Well, I want to just take a step back. You bring up Siri, and right now we have activated many people's smart devices in their home by saying that. Siri, play Steely Dan. But the idea that he would make – it was a bonehead play. He made it. Obviously, you know, the circumstance around the bonehead play, it was around third. It turned out to be a walk-off game for the Oakland A's. So therefore, by definition, one run here or there would have been the difference in this game. Wouldn't you rather he make a bonehead mistake that he can learn from in a game in late September as opposed to a game in the division series? I mean, like, sometimes you got to – maybe that would be like a learning moment for him or something where he can build on that. If that humiliation of – making a mental error. I mean, everyone's going to make a physical error, but making a mental error like that for a young kid who has tremendous ability might be something that works in Houston's favor.
Yeah. If he makes the team, it's going to be, I don't know if you remember Derek Fisher, but it'll be in that role. It'll be the role as the pinch runner late in the game. And, but he will use his speed, and he's got to know how to follow through. So for the people that didn't understand, but he was at first base and it was just a single to right field. And yes, the right fielder kind of lollygagged it to second base. And Siri kind of stopped at third base, then all of a sudden started running towards home plate, trying to catch the A's off guard. And so, yeah, it was kind of, in football, you would say it was kind of a trick play a little bit. But still, yeah, I see what you're saying. Have the kid take his lumps now instead of in the playoffs. You rather him make that mistake now. But, yeah, so it was just a bad loss. And it just seems like sometimes the Astros just play really good. They outscore the opponents and they pitch really good. Then you have a series like this where just things just don't click right.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. They're exactly. We had Stacey Gatsoulias from Locked On Yankees here the other day. And similar thing when we were talking about how you just don't know what you're going to get. That there have been times this year, well, certainly the Yankees went on a 13-game winning streak, then a 7-game losing streak within the next week. And the Astros have had stretches where they look like they're going to win 100 games, and they have stretches where they look like a 500 team, which I got to tell you, I'm, as you know, and as Twitter knows, I'm not an Astros fan, but that would make them an impossible team to bet on because you don't know what you're going to get. And by the way, if you're going to be making any bets, go to Bet Online. It's your number one spot for all your pro and college football action this season with a new updated site and interface and even more odds, props, and contests. BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So you head to the website, use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100 from football, baseball, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is your online sportsbook expert. And Eric Heisman, let me tell you something. I know that there is an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called GetUpside. My listeners, I don't know about your listeners, but my listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now, or after you listen to this podcast. Use promo code BASEBALL and get bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free. Use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on the first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added to your account. You can cash out anytime you want to your bank account, PayPal, or get an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BASEBALL for GetUpside. GetUpside, don't pay full for gas. We're here with Eric Heisman. As I'm going to register that song at ASCAP, my GetUpside jingle.
I think it's already been rejected, Sully. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Well, this is the tough crowd here. Very tough crowd here. I'm trying to get where's your graphic? There's your graphic right there. Eric Heisman of Locked On Astros. Man, I can't even get credit from Astros Twitter about my jingles here. That's what it is. Hey, for those of you who are not watching, right behind Eric is his wall of fame there. I see a Jeff Bagwell print. And a bunch of bobbleheads. Let's see is that a Clemens? I think I see is that Clemens pitching right over there?
There may be. That's Greinke right there.
Oh, that's Greinke. Okay. Yeah.
But I have a Clemens. I have several Clemens. I don't know where they are, but I have several Clemens. Well, here's a kind of ghetto one, but it's
Oh, look at that. There you go.
Where am I? So
there you go. Do you have a Derek Bell in there? I'm trying to think what other Astros of the past.
I have a Derek Bell one, but for some reason I don't have a Derek Bell, but I have a lot of old ones, just not Derek Bell or Sean Barry or any of those old guys, but I have a few Bagwells, but that's one of my favorites, the DJ Springer.
There he is. Well, look at, I want to just, I talked about this, the last couple of shows, actually. So some of my listeners may be tired of me talking about this, but I'm going to bring it up with you because you're an Astros fan.
Okay.
If you take a look at, like, right now, the top three MVP candidates in the American League would be probably Ohtani, probably Guerrero, and maybe Judge for New York. I mean, he's had a tremendous year. The Cy Young candidates would probably be Robbie Ray, maybe Garrett Cole, maybe Lance Lynn. I mean, there's no like runaway front runner. There's no equivalent of Scherzer in the American League right now. But the point I'm making there is that the Astros don't have a legit MVP candidate this year. They may have a top five or top 10, but they don't have, like, even, you know, Correa or Altuve, they're having, you know, none of them are having bad seasons, but they're not having, no one's having a career year. And you look at the pitching staff, and there's some good pitchers having decent years, but But as of this recording, this is a 91-win team that's probably going to clinch with about 4 or 5 days left to spare. Isn't it about time we all start giving Dusty Baker his credit? That this is a team that the reason I picked the Oakland A's at the beginning of the year to win the division, it's because you hate the Astros. Stop it. I picked the Yankees to win the division. Picking has nothing to do with emotions, what you like. I took a look at the Astros pitching staff, and I took a look at the A's pitching staff, and I said, I like the A's pitching staff better. I thought they were pretty evenly matched, but I thought I leaned, and I still do. Montas, Manaea, they're both better than anybody on the A's right now, on the Astros right now. And their lineup, while very, very good, isn't having that one breakout player. There's no Cy Young candidate, and their bullpen is okay, but it's not like this is they have, you know, Brad Lidge circa 2008 with the Phillies on them. So this team is playing better than the sum of its parts in so many ways. And let's give Dusty Baker a little credit for that. And I mean, would you agree with me?
Yeah, I think the Astros, the point with the Astros, if you look at up and down their lineup, granted the weekend wasn't a great series, but they have a lot of players with OPS over 800 and they have a deep lineup. That's a lot of teams can't say that when their worst hitter is their catcher, Martin Maldonado, and he has 12 or 13 home runs. That's right. Pretty impressive. Then you have a couple of rookies who are kind of filling in on the depth chart there, but Altuve still has an OPS of 837. That's not what Altuve normally does. Bregman 804, not what Bregman normally does, but he's still doing good. Alvarez is kind of breaking out. He is that breakout guy. He reached 100 RBIs for the first time this year.
Tucker's having a good year too. Yeah.
He has that 907. No, make sure that's him. Yeah, 907 OPS. And so he is kind of the Astro. I mean, I guess it's between him and Alvarez. But what a lot of people don't understand is how good a year Carlos Correa is doing. He's been kind of teetering up there with the war all year among offensive players. Mm-hmm. And I know he's kind of gone down a little bit over the past couple of days, but he was a little bit higher than Vladimir Guerrero and a couple of other people. I know that's a little misleading, so to speak, but that's just how it was. It just happened to be based on looking over at his offense and his defense. Because the thing about Vladimir is he doesn't he does a lot of DH, right? Or he plays first base.
Well, he's becoming a better defensive first baseman. He was a dreadful defensive third baseman, and they moved him across the diamond, and he's become a good first baseman. I mean, he's not Keith Hernandez, but he's not that, you know, put the lumberer in at first because he can't move either. But you make a great point about Correa, and I had H-Town on earlier, and I can't remember if it was one where I had both of you on, but I was talking about how I believe that in so many ways Correa is the face of the Astros team, certainly for the people who dislike the squad, but I think for Astros fans, he seems to get it in terms of what his role on the team is, and also the way that the team is perceived by other fan bases. I mean, he understands that, you know, they are in some ways the way the Raiders were in the 70s, the way that the Pistons were in the late 80s. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, and the sort of thing, like, you know, the fans are going to be with them. And he knows that other fans won't be. And I think that he has kind of embraced that a little bit, knowing his role on the team, which is why I think it would be an act of madness to not sign Correa to a long-term deal, because he means more to this team, I think, than the sum total of his stats, even though his stats are pretty good.
Right. I think what we saw, I believe it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, he actually came out and said that he is open to returning. For a while there, it said it sounded like he was preparing for free agency, but then he kind of came out and said, look, I like this place. When we play that last homestand, it's going to be bittersweet if that's really the last time I play a home game there. So I think that he likes playing with Jose Altuve. I don't know if you've seen this, but after every game they win, him and Jose Altuve hug. That's something that you can't get with them.
And I think that this is a situation where I think he will mean more to the Astros than he would mean to any other franchise. He means, and there's, I know intangibles and things like that are not things you're supposed to bring up in free agency. And I never begrudge someone, especially Correa. I mean, I'm going to say something, please take this the right way. He doesn't owe Astros fans a darn thing. I mean, whatever anyone thinks about the 2017 title or and everything like that, he has delivered big time. He has delivered big hits. He has delivered spectacular plays. He has delivered a proposal to his girlfriend in the celebration of a World Series title. He did lots of positive things in the wake of hurricanes, in wake of charity work, in wakes of work. You know, he's done everything an Astros fan could want, and he has every right to cash in on that.
Right.
And I think I don't begrudge him for saying, yeah, he has the right to try free agency, but the Astros should really, they should both realize that his value is greater to the team, and he is not going to be more, if you plug him in Los Angeles or in New York or in Atlanta or wherever he could wind up, first of all, he'll probably instantly regret it. And he probably, you know, there's a lot of things about both sides. It behooves both sides to work that out.
Yeah, it's kind of like not having the right parts for your automobile, right? So, well,
yeah, it is kind of like not having your right parts for the automobile. And do you know what? It's interesting you say that. It's kind of like go to rockauto.com. Look at Eric. He's teed it up for me. I wasn't ready to do that ad read, but here we are because I'm telling you, Eric, and look at, I'm speaking from the heart here. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So why endure often pointless and seemingly intimidating questions? And they're all intimidating for me other than, is this your car? Yes, that's all I know. And so what's that person going to do? They go behind the counter, they go tippy-type on their computer there, and they're going to go to the warehouse, and they're only going to buy the brand that they already carry. What's the point of that? You have computers. You have access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Now, look, you can save time, you can save money when using Rock Auto. Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, and they have everything you need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even a new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution for your auto part needs. What's that website, Eric?
It's rockauto.com.
Well, right now, you see all the parts available for your car or truck. What should they write in their box so that people know that we sent them?
I do believe it's Locked On.
Yeah, right. Locked On there because it's got amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. It's rockauto.com. What's that jingle again? rockauto.com.
That's all you, Sully.
That's all me. Composed by Paul Sullivan. All right. Thanks for teeing up that ad read for me.